Electricity, a big idea that's inspired countless new ones. From powering the light bulb to virtually powering our entire lives. 30 years ago, State Street launched the Spider S&P 500 ETF, SPY. A big idea that inspired the world to invest differently. And still does. What can you do with SPY?
Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit SSGA.com for a prospectus containing this and other information. Read it carefully before investing. SPY is subject to risks similar to those of stocks. All ETFs are subject to risk, including possible loss of principal. Alps Distributors, Inc. Distributor.
I'm Marcus Lemonis, and you're listening to The Profit, the podcast from CNBC. Today I'm visiting Handy Products. Now, it's fun to invest in fashion and food, but while ramps may not get everybody's heart racing, there is a need for safety and accessibility in America. Take the RV business that I'm heavily invested in. I know my customers struggle to get up and down those units all the time. And sometimes the most mundane products, they could be the most lucrative.
How are
Welcome.
You?
Good, how are
I'm
you?
Marcus.
Hi, Marcus. Christine.
Nice to meet
you. Nice to meet you as well. This is Hello. Tom.
Hi, Tom. I'm Marcus.
You.
How are
nice
you?
To meet you?
Nice to meet you. How long have you been in business?
I bought it in 1995.
Okay.
In fact, when I bought it, it was three people, and there's almost 50 people here now. My son is our sales manager.
How long has your son been in the business?
6 years now.
How's that working?
Well, one of the things that we did was when we started this, we said, he doesn't report to me, because there's always family dynamics that come into play.
You guys talk about business?
No. He doesn't report to me. We have a better, balanced communication.
Uh-huh. Can I get a tour?
Absolutely.
See inside?
Why don't we start off over here on the welding side?
What gets manufactured in this building?
All of the ramps, right from zero to finished product. This is what we call a portable access ramp.
How do people find your business?
The web. Probably 80% of our customers come to us through the web. These are our commercial van ramps.
Wow.
This will handle 1,500 pounds and allow people to take a two-wheeler or load
wow.
a van just like that.
That's pretty awesome. How much could this business grow in top line without having to add any more labor or any more space?
We're running one shift. So we could go to a two or three shift model.
Yep.
We're at 8 million now. Probably do five times the amount of volume we're doing now.
We do $40 million in business.
Yes. We should be a $100 million company. Yet we're not.
Honestly, Tom is right. This business has plenty of room to run. But what has to happen is he has to tap into new markets and identify them. And once he does, this business will have no problem filling that capacity.
We haven't got all of our processes
yeah.
right. Our processes have some room for improvement. But for the most part, I think I try to step back and let people do their own thing.
Are these some of the products?
This is the retail. It's an aluminum non-slip tread that can actually make the edge of the stair, which is always where people slip, sort of a non-slip, and then prevent people from slipping. It's for exterior.
So like off my deck or out off my front door.
Exactly. These are bath and shower treads. This is your grip tape.
But it seems like the name of the company is Stop the Slip. And then here it's Handy Treads, not Stop the Slip.
Good point.
So what is the name of the brand?
Well, it depends on the individual products. A third of our business is accessibility. A third of it is in slip and fall prevention. And then a third of it is in material handling.
Why doesn't the branding on the package match the branding here?
That's a good question. I guess I hadn't thought about that.
There's not a cohesive look across all of the different SKUs, and there's two different names, Handy Products on one, Stop the Slip on another. I want to see packaging that clearly outlines what the brand is, what its features and benefits are. Their packaging does none of that.
The Stop the Slip line, has it had a lot of growth in the last couple of years?
No, it doesn't generate much revenue. Because the issue, when we started getting into this slip and fall prevention category, our biggest problem is having it distributed. Nobody is serving the slip and fall prevention market. So each of these things end up in a different place in the store.
Thomas said that his slip and fall business has struggled because retailers don't have a dedicated slip and fall section in their stores. For example, the metal treads may be sold in one department, and something for the bathtub may be sold in the plumbing department. One idea would be to convince the retailer to have a safety category. Dedicated space, dedicated products, dedicated revenue.
I'm surprised that you haven't sold this into the RV market.
I hadn't thought about the RV market.
Every RV has steps.
This one is Pet Step.
Is this pretty strong?
It's 500 pounds.
What is this retail for?
$169.
What's it cost?
$44.
Wow. Vans, trucks, and SUVs. There's almost 10 million RVers in America. 75% of RVers have pets.
Wow.
Have you been in here a long time?
6 months.
And where were you before?
We were in Libertyville.
Why did you have to get this building? Because you couldn't?
We needed to grow.
Pretty cool. How are you? I'm Marcus.
Nice to meet you.
Are you Eva?
Yes, I am.
Nice to meet you. There you go. Nice.
Yep.
Brand new building, and all he gives you is a paper tag.
Fancy name tags, yes.
How long have you been here?
For just over 4 years.
And what do you do here?
I do a little of everything.
Yeah. Who's the shop foreman? Who heads up manufacturing?
That would be Eva.
Does the sales team report to you?
No.
It reports to Alex, my son, and Bill Dittman.
So, Eva, you're here. Where's Bill?
Bill Dittman's in Libertyville. Okay. That's where we do our retail distribution.
Do you keep everybody separated on purpose?
No, I'd love to bring them all here, but Bill lives in Libertyville, and it's convenient for him.
It doesn't make sense to have two plants 30 minutes apart.
It's not that far.
Look, I find it a little odd that this company has two separate offices that are 25 minutes apart because one employee doesn't want to make the drive. This is bonkers.
I want to meet Alex.
Yeah, straight ahead.
How are you doing?
I'm Marcus.
Alex, nice to meet you.
Well, your dad is giving me a great tour. You love it here?
Yeah.
What do you do?
My title is sales manager, but I kind of dabble in a little bit of everything from sales to collections.
How's it working with your dad? Truth. Why don't you give us a minute?
I've done the hard part.
Stop moderating everything. How's it working with your dad?
He has a strong personality. I suggest different things to try to improve our process downstairs in the production and to try to improve marketing. He would listen to my ideas, but he would never act on them. So I just got the feeling that it wasn't something he was like really taking to heart. And then when I went from customer service manager to sales manager, nothing was really offered to me, so I had to push a little bit more for that.
Who'd you have to push?
Tom.
Your dad.
My dad. Sorry. So I call him Tom. I have other people say Tom to me. I don't want them to think that because I'm his son that I'm getting like special treatment.
What do you mean by that? Like by calling him dad?
Yes.
Oh. What did you do before you came here?
I was a supervisor at UPS in Rockford.
But you grew up here.
Till I was about 10, 11 years old. Then my mom moved to Rockford, and we went.
Your parents got divorced?
Yeah, when I was young.
When you moved to Rockford, did you make a choice to go with your mom?
No. There was a whole legal custody battle thing. Mm-hmm.
Do you think it created any wedge between you and your dad?
Yeah, I'm sure. I think that's a big reason why I work very hard to try to impress him, basically, I guess is the word. Try to make him see that I kind of do know a little bit about what I'm doing. And
I talked to your son.
I'd love to have been a fly on that wall.
Family business is tough. And I have experience with it because I worked with my father. And it was not an environment that I enjoyed.
As you mentioned, family dynamics are always difficult, which is exactly why I put Bill Dittman between us.
And you don't like conflict at all.
That's true.
Which is why there's people still working in Libertyville.
That's true.
So I'm heading to the facility in Libertyville, and I want to get to the bottom of this idea that one person doesn't want to drive to the main office.
This building was perfect for us because when I first bought the business, we were in a 6,000 square foot operation. And here we moved into this one, and we had 28,000 square feet to grow into.
Tom, I'm just making observations.
Yes.
Tell me, there's really nothing here. This all can fit in a half a room.
Yes, we could tighten it up. We could tighten it up.
Marcus, Bill Dittman.
Oh, hey, Bill.
Pleasure.
How are you?
Nice to meet you.
What are you in charge of?
I started to build the retail side of the business.
Where's the bulk of the revenue at retail coming from?
Okay.
Online?
Believe it or not, yes. And our biggest challenge is none of the retail groups have even a safety category.
Because the way you've presented them to the retailer isn't about a category. It's broken up. What is the difference between Stop the Slip and People Treads?
There's the same product from an adhesive perspective and putting it down on the floor or in the bath or in a, you know.
So there's really not a difference?
Correct. And I'm going to, you know, I'm bragging about how the group has come together.
Even the people in Kenosha?
What's that?
Even the people in Kenosha?
There's been a conversation about why do we have people here? Right. When are the people from Libertyville coming up here?
Yeah.
The way I look at it, I live a mile away. I get a lot more time in the office here.
Or
driving. That's 30 or 40 minutes, right? Yeah.
It took me 26 minutes.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm definitely seeing some things that don't add up. So what I'd rather do is sit down and study the numbers. Because we all know the numbers don't lie.
What's happening?
How you doing?
How are you? What's happening?
How's it going?
I think the business that you guys are in is pretty fantastic. But do you guys feel like there's a lot of warmth between the two of you?
No.
No, probably not. We're not touchy-feely.
You can get a job doing a lot of things. Why do you want to work for your dad?
Legacy.
What does that mean?
It means a lot to him. It means a lot to me. I want to keep going with what he created. I don't want to let him down.
When a father and son work together, it's difficult for the father because he wants to be tough and not set a bad example. And it's difficult for the son, from my experience, because he doesn't want to seem disrespectful. And it creates this very weird dynamic.
You're hitting the nail on the head. There are some things that I want him to do, but I just sort of expect him to do because I don't want anybody to think that you're getting this because you're entitled. Mm-hmm. And there are some things that I don't want to say because I don't want to offend him. And there are some times I avoid conflict by not challenging people.
Why?
Well, I don't get into this very often, but I grew up in a household where my mother was an alcoholic, mm-hmm. and my father was a verbally abusive person. Mm-hmm. Once I realized that they did the best they could with what they had, you sort of accept that for what it is.
When people are abused, which is high conflict, they want as little conflict as possible because it's reminiscent of what that felt like. But you have a big staff, and so communication is really important.
Yeah.
So, did you bring the financials?
I did.
Can I see them? 2016, $5.6 million of sales. 2017, $7.5 million. And 2018, $8 million. I think there's a much bigger market. Huge.
Well, big part of our challenge in growing is that we have been cash, you know, restricted.
How much cash on the balance sheet?
$42,000.
But how have you been so cash restricted when you have good earnings? Do you take a lot of cash out?
I've taken nothing out.
So then where's all the retained earnings?
Buildings.
Okay, I get it. So the total rents are about $264,000. Libertyville is killing you. If you wanted to double the business, you actually could not.
Right.
Because you don't have the cash to buy the raw materials, to take the chance, to market, go to new trade shows.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have the cash. But I like the fact that you guys are making what I would consider a socially responsible product. And I like the fact that you're creating safety for people. It's a safety and accessibility business.
Yes.
So I'd like to do a deal. But I'm willing to put up $1 million. For $1 million, I want 20%.
I would say $2 million would help us create a good growth plan.
Right.
Welcome to the Canva guided meditation for stress at work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big?
Ooh.
Summarize with AI in a
click. Click, click, click.
Writer's block? Release with Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at canva.com. Designed for work.
That was kind of slick, wasn't it, how he did that? I'll try something different with you.
Okay.
So I'll agree to your $2 million. It's $1 million for 15%, but I reserve the right over the next 48 months from today to put another $1 million in. So it's one for 20 or two for 30, one now and one over the next 4 years if I want to. You could say no.
To grow that market, to get it to where you want it to be, you need somebody that knows what they're doing on the retail side of things.
You know what? Door two.
Door two? So it's $2 million.
Just motivates you to do a lot more to make things better. It'll be the best investment you've made.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
That was good. That was fun.
That was good. I enjoyed it.
Your dad's good.
Yes.
You better learn something from him.
Thank you.
All right, guys. How's everybody doing?
Good. Great. Good.
Tom and I made a deal for me to invest up to $2 million into the business.
What's the first thing you think we should do?
That's a really good question. You don't want my answer. I think the first step is you have to get out of Libertyville immediately. And everybody should be together.
We get a lot done here.
Do you get a lot done?
Yeah.
But you have a sales problem. We need to find out how the company's going to be marketed. There's not good branding. We need to create some level of consistency.
Agree, absolutely. Agree.
All of their Stop the Slip products are branded differently, different looking packages, different names. And in order to have success with retailers, they're going to have to put it all under one cohesive brand, safety products called Stop the Slip.
And then I feel like I, myself, in 5 minutes, could sell all these pet ramps to RVers. And finally, what can Tom do better?
Communication. Need to get better at communication.
We're not thriving and working together enough. Tom treats Alex like his son and not an employee. He doesn't listen to him.
Our job as leaders is to understand how we're all going to communicate together so if somebody has a complaint or an idea, how they can share it.
Yeah.
Let's get to work. Come on.
I brought Handy products to the Florida RV Super Show.
Wow.
There are hundreds of thousands of customers and almost 1,000 vendors. And the primary goal is to clearly outline where opportunity exists that they can't see.
At this particular show, you're going to see probably 100,000 different customers. Yeah. This is a smattering of the 10 million people in America that own RVs. We're going to show people the pet ramp, and then we're going to test out some of the anti-slip products.
Perfect.
All right.
Does Isabella have a problem with the stairs in the RV?
Yes, she does.
Let's see with and without.
Okay.
Good girl.
Come on. Up we go. Come on.
Bella? She's like, no.
No.
Let's try it with the ramp.
All right.
Here we go. Right up the ramp. There you go. Come on.
We're learning a few things while we're here, and ultimately what I want Tom to pay attention to is how he can modify his product and his perspective to have one single product serve multiple industries.
I felt that it was pretty steep.
For example, the ramp that he currently makes will work really well in the back of a car or a sport utility, but I need it to work in an RV or a boat or a cargo trailer so that it works for everybody.
He may not be a customer for the ramp.
This is not for you.
I want you to show customers some of these other products.
All right.
Safety and accessibility is what we do. So these are aluminum non-slip treads. These are just little strips that you peel off and you stick down.
Well, that'd be like good for as soon as you come in up the steps into the motorhome.
Yes.
What about weather?
Made, manufactured, and tested in Chicago, Illinois. So we are very familiar with
and
the weather.
Phenomenal in weather, even in like the northern.
Snow?
Yes.
Yep.
As long as the snow doesn't cover it completely. Like if you get a little coating of snow or frost, the nice part about it is that the button itself is raised. And these are guaranteed never to wear out in your lifetime.
Look, I don't like the fact that Tom just steamrolled Alex. And if it was me and I'm watching one of my teammates successfully pitch the product and do a good job doing it, I would step out of the way, actually get out of the way.
So Bruce runs our Camping World retail stores.
Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Tom. Nice to meet you. Bruce Wright.
Well, let's ask Bruce what he thinks.
Yeah, this one, you're shouting out your company name brand. On this one, your brand on there. This one is kind of hidden on there. Right now, you're kind of just showing one picture here.
Right.
I think you're showing steps at home. You better show some stuff at home, RV, all the different uses you can have in your boat.
Cabin.
So I would say tell the whole story. And get it on the back.
And honestly, it's not even a picture of the product that's in there.
What's the retail on this again?
$29.99, I believe, for that one.
What's wholesale cost?
$13.
Half that.
Well, half of that would be $15.
Right.
So is it $13 or $15? You don't know it off the top of your head?
I thought I did, but he's having a different number than I did.
I'm right until I'm proven wrong. You think you're right, and I think I'm right.
But you will not let anybody else be right.
It's based on 20 years of experience that I've got this opinion. It's like we were talking about the truck ramp that we have. I thought we should introduce it now, and you said, no, I want to finish it out.
We've sold 10 of the ramps, and we've had problems with 6 that I've had to deal with the problems. Let's not open up the market to everybody. Let's design it so it works and then sell it.
You said, let's take it off the market.
The floodgates have clearly opened and they're now just going at each other. And what's obvious is that there's way more underneath the surface than anybody realizes.
Let's go sit down and because I don't want to do that in public.
Look, Tom and Alex are going to have to sit down and they're going to have to figure out how to work through these differences. Because whatever contamination exists between the two of them, it's going to end up poisoning the rest of the business.
How are you guys getting along together? Truthfully, no bull.
It was a little more rocky in the past couple weeks, few weeks. I bust my ass more than anybody else, I feel.
Welcome to family business. You want me to give you a high five for working hard for our family business?
I want to be recognized.
Maybe you want a prize for it.
And they don't be recognized,
but they don't exist. Your father's always going to be tougher on you than he would be on an average employee.
Okay.
This relationship's either going to get better or you need to go.
Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until...
That presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case...
Unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools.
I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com, designed for work.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
There's no in-between. Okay. And you're going to fight fire with fire, and ultimately, unfortunately, because he owns the place, he's going to win.
Yeah.
This is about a father and son, two people in a business actually learning how to communicate and get past their issues. In order to move this business forward, they're going to have to move forward.
I think what has to happen, though, you have to be a little bit more tolerant of who your dad is.
Every day I come to work and I try to prove to you that I'm good, that I'm good at this job. I wish we would have had a better relationship.
And whatever animosity you have from the past, I think you need to figure out how to put it on the table and deal with it. You're still angry about what happened when you were a kid.
We weren't together much when I was a kid.
I know. The two of you haven't rebuilt your bond. You're not a bad father. He's just starving for you. He wants his dad so bad. All he wants is your acceptance and your approval. He is dying to have a relationship with you. Good to see you.
Hello.
My man, what's happening?
Good to see you.
I haven't seen you in a while.
No.
So today, Tom is meeting with PRI, a Chicago-based advertising company that is hopefully going to bring some new, fresh ideas to the packaging.
What we really, you know, one of the things we did when we saw the packaging, obviously, it's clear that it needs an update. The first one we did was something more interesting, okay, and more consumer-friendly, bring the packaging to life, change the color scheme completely, make it more approachable.
I like the colors. I like the name. I like that there's really only one thing to look at to tell you what it is and how you can use it, which is a lot better than...
I'm not sure I like the blue. I think blue is a little more passive than I like. I might brighten that up a little bit.
Tom just ran over Alex. And whether it's conscious or not, in order for this company to be successful, Tom's going to have to let other people give feedback, give their input, have an opinion.
Now, should we maybe improve our...
Website?
Absolutely not.
I mean, right now, you can't find anything on our website.
Certain products are hidden.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So
75 to 90% of the people that go to our site find our site through search and find our site as a result of the design of that site.
Okay.
So you got to be very careful about going in and doing a change in the website.
I got a glimpse into how people get shut down.
Okay.
We have to figure out how to better communicate. Eva, how do you see it?
Like an example, yesterday we were in a meeting. They know I was visibly upset. I didn't agree with the direction that they were headed.
We've been talking about having Alex move into the production area. And that's part of what we have to do because he's going to need it. I think it would be a good thing for Alex and for the company.
Oh, there's certain aspects about products and quality that I think that I can help improve. I deal with customer complaints and customers calling and saying, I spent $2,000 on this and it does not work.
He has a lot to learn and he needs to understand the processes.
While I can tell that Eva's annoyed and I definitely want to be sensitive to that, I'm glad that Tom is giving Alex a chance to prove himself, to actually show his dad that he could do something.
Let's do this. Rather than talking about
it,
let's go into the shop. I want to hear from Alex what he thinks he would improve. What are five things you'd fix right now?
I'd walk around more, make sure they're working on the right thing, make sure they're not slacking. Check where's the work order for this, double check a measurement or two, just to make sure everybody is understanding what they're working on and what they're making and that we have the right product.
But at the same time, we need to instill the responsibility in each person.
Do you see that as not happening now?
The issue comes down to the company as a whole not having consequences.
But at the same time, when we say we're going to have consequences, that means we're losing this person.
Not necessarily. Maybe it's sending them home early one day.
If we're expecting the people that we have in the supervisor role now to do that, they're more friends than they are bosses.
And that's not going to change until the company changes. And it's not just this department. It's every frickin' department in this company. That's why none of this works. Because we don't have a handbook that we hand people and say, look it, we're serious. These are the rules. People make do what they feel like.
And I hate to say it, there's no fear of losing their job. They can do almost whatever they want and know there's not going to be a consequence.
I will own that because I am the anti-conflict person and I avoid that sort of consequence issue.
One of the benefits of Alex going on the floor is that Eva's voice is now getting heard. And the things that needed to be addressed, like the employees having structure or rules, was ignored before. This is a conflict. As the owner of the business, Tom is going to have to address himself.
How do I help you to fix that?
We need a handbook.
We need a handbook. Okay.
We need a handbook and we need rules and processes that we're going to stick to.
All right. I will have the handbook on your desks by the end of the month.
Alex has started working on the manufacturing floor with Eva so that he can learn the business from the ground up.
12 inches of space for the dog to walk up. Good girl.
Meanwhile, Tom's been working on making modifications to the pet ramp. It'll ultimately open it up to other industries like the RV business.
We're looking to see if we can practically build this same product in a plastic modular version.
Wow.
Yeah.
Also, I want to start interfacing with some of the retailers so that we can understand how Stop the Slip can be a fully integrated brand.
Are you in True Value today?
We've got the True Value show.
It's like a giant convention.
Oh, yeah.
The True Value convention is one of the biggest trade shows for this kind of product in America. And I want to actually take Stop the Slip there so the retailers can see the product and decide if it's a good fit for their business. But it's only a month away, which means we need to get busy.
You guys have a booth there?
Yeah. Yes.
You gotta have some solid mock-ups.
So
So what progress has been made since
we brought in some new equipment.
Okay.
So I'm back at the Handy manufacturing facility to ensure that some of the changes that I asked to have happen actually happen.
So are you spending more time out here or not yet?
Yes. I think that's been going really well.
It's been going well.
I see how difficult it is out here. Coming out here and actually seeing it really kind of opened my eyes a little bit.
We're kind of talking about packaging. You want to join us? Is this the new stuff?
It's the new look, yes.
One of the challenges that this company has had around the Stop the Slip product is the packaging. And so Tom was tasked with coming up with new ideas and new packaging with one of the advertising companies.
So it's this versus this?
Yes.
I think this looks like the exact same thing, except you change the color and move pictures around. And we talk. What do you think of it?
I don't know if it's substantially different than what we were doing.
Yeah. What was the agency's name that we met?
Pure Eye.
And what they came back with felt like they refreshed the whole thing.
I didn't like it. So we took some of the thoughts they had and we did this internally.
It feels homemade again.
Okay.
It's obvious to me that Tom listened to nobody in this process. Not me, not the ad company, not his employees. And you can see it in the product.
What do you guys think of this?
I think it's an improvement.
Well, when you set the bar really low, all you have to do is have a bunny hop and you're over it. Alex, what do you think?
I agree. This looks a little dated, maybe a little too boxy.
Yeah, I don't love them.
I'm hoping we can commit to one of the professional designers to create this. He did a number of concepts that I really like.
That was what we were trying.
No. I really was disappointed with it. I didn't like the way it fit with the product.
We have the True Value trade show in less than a week. And as we're sitting here, it appears that Tom has basically closed his ears, not taking any feedback, not open to new ideas, and we need to show up with something new.
And so I think as a leader, you have to be able to have people feel like their input matters, right? And actually move the ball. This looks like you dropped the ball. Mm. This is actually awful.
Part of my problem is I've been trying not to have a million meetings.
Once again, Tom agrees that he's got a problem, but he's doing nothing to fix it.
You can just dialogue with it a little bit, but I think what happens is the minute people feel like they can't even have an opinion, it's like, well, I'm just not gonna say anything.
Right.
Why don't you guys work on it?
We'll come back with something. Okay, we'll see you guys in a little bit.
Tom's moving the ball forward with the team to get the packaging done on time.
We want to make the design clean and clear and focused and easy to communicate needs.
You need to make this longer.
And in order to make sure that production is efficient and quality is maintained, Tom is working on putting together a handbook.
Put up large monitors.
Eva has developed a job board that will manage not only the overall workflow, but the specific jobs being done and their dates.
Cutting, fabrication, cleaning, shipping. This is helpful.
Yeah. Yep.
Everything from the Libertyville manufacturing plant has been moved to Kenosha.
This machine is the floor for everything they built.
These guys used to run it in Libertyville. They moved up here.
And they like having it here.
And Bill and the rest of the team have transitioned nicely to the Kenosha office.
Well, what's going to happen when we do change the branding?
Going to bring the forklifts over here? Will it fit?
Yeah.
Tom and Alex are working together, putting the finishing touches on the modified ramps. It won't be long before we can start selling them to new retail segments.
You want to measure it?
Yeah, you got the tape measure? All right.
And the father and son, they're making a ton of progress on their relationship.
We're communicating better. We're doing more communicating. Which is, I think, good.
I think that he's really taken to heart what we've talked about.
I'm listening more to some of the things that you have to say, and I think that's helped our relationship. And I like the fact that you're working closer and stronger with Eva. Even if you don't agree with 100% of what's going on out there.
Tom's gaining flexibility and direction with his leadership, while Alex is looking way more comfortable with his dad. I just hope they can maintain this level of progress into the True Value Show. today at the True Value Convention. There are over 2,600 independent member retailers, as well as 3,000 other vendors who are trying to impress those retailers and ultimately get their products into True Value stores nationwide.
How are you?
Good to see you.
Oh, I like your new logo.
You like that?
I'm anxious to see if Tom was able to improve the packaging on Stop the Slip.
I'm excited to see the new packaging.
Yeah, well, we brought the old stuff because we didn't want to confuse the customers.
What would you be confusing them with? Why would you show them the old stuff and not the new stuff?
We're sitting on inventory here of the old inventory.
But you have these shirts on that look nothing like that.
All along the way, we've been talking about representing this brand in a cohesive way, all around safety. The fact that this display is with the old branding not only dampens your odds of success, but it confuses the potential customer, so they may end up buying nothing.
How much money do we have invested in this old packaging?
$4,800.
It's not worth it. You went to a trade show knowing you're changing the packaging. You sell them that because you have it. You may actually lose accounts over it.
We won't have this available until we've got everything fine-tuned.
This looks kind of badass.
Yeah. I like it.
I'm just going to say it right now.
I think it looks great.
I mean, this looks fantastic.
It's now cleaner. You actually see one cohesive brand and an assortment of products all looking like they belong to one thing.
And so none of this is on here?
Correct.
No. While they made a lot of progress on the packaging, they still missed the mark. I wanted them to create a display that actually tied it all together and told one story. And they still haven't done that.
But I think you got to lead with this.
Okay.
We're not waiting anymore to launch the new look.
We're here, and we're going to need to make the best of it.
Hi.
Alex.
Tori.
Nice to meet you.
I'm John.
I'm Tom. Tori and John oversee merchandising for True Value's corporate office, and they essentially determine what goes into the warehouse so that the members, also known as the store retailers for True Value, can pick from that inventory. So if you want to impress anybody in this moment, it's these two.
The company is an accessibility and a safety company. The brand will be Stop the Slip.
Uh-huh.
This is Alex. He is my son. He is
sales manager. Great.
I'll let you take on the products.
It's our number one product because high margin. We warranty it for the lifetime of the homeowner.
I have to admit that I was happy to see Tom actually acknowledge his son instead of talking over him, which is huge progress for him.
Do you have a preference of logo?
I would go with the yellow.
What didn't you like about this?
It's a little busy in the background. There's just too much going on. This is clean, simple. Consumers want to know how the product works, and there's none of that on the old
packaging. And it signals caution. What's next from a product perspective?
Well, our next thing is to unify the entire product line.
Gotcha.
We'll come to your office.
Yeah.
And show you everything redone the way it's supposed to be.
Thank you guys so much for your time.
The merchandisers from True Value seem to like the packaging. And if we can show them that we can put it in a full set, then we're going to be in great shape.
I'm Alex. Hi, nice to meet you.
How are you?
Sue?
Hey, Alex.
We also generated some sales with some of the store owners.
Creates that non-slip surface walking up and down stairs. Think it's something you want to try?
Yeah.
All right. Nice to meet you.
Thanks for the time.
No, thank you. Nice to meet you.
The trade show ended a lot better than it started, but the best part was seeing Tom and Alex work together.
The contribution you're making is good. I might not have been giving you the opportunity. I need to step back and count on you, but I want you to run putting all these pieces together through value.
I do think the packaging looks.
Yeah,
it does look
good.
We're seeing the goal line. Okay, buddy.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you, my man.
Thank you.
Great.
Hello.
Guys,
how are you?
How are you?
Since the trade show, I've tasked the company with finalizing the product packaging and also coming up with the displays. I've set it up an opportunity for Tom and the team to present their full assortment to True Value at their corporate office.
How many stores does True Value have?
It's about 4,500.
Okay.
We love our current members, but we're also welcoming new customers to our organization.
They're like another independent retailer can do business with you?
That's right.
True Value doesn't only sell to their 4,500 retail members, but they also now are one of the biggest distributors of these kind of products, even outside of their members.
That display, it actually comes with a quarter pallet on the bottom with one of our treads so they can step on it and test it out.
So there's two different versions of a 2-foot, a 3-foot, and a 4-foot.
Which is the one that's up on the screen, right?
4-foot is an all-inclusive assortment with the best of our products.
every member of the team participated in the presentation. And it really looks like a cohesive team now that understands what their objectives are.
It's more simple. It tells the story and then all ties into one. Mm-hmm. Whereas before you had different packaging, so it looked like different brands.
Right.
They've made tremendous progress on the Stop the Slip products.
What's the investment for a simple 3-foot display?
I think we're looking at about $500 would be the opening order.
This particular category of Stop the Slip should generate close to $4 million just with the True Value account.
Do you guys know the market potential for pet?
We do a ton of business in the pet category.
I'm also happy that they've made a lot of progress in developing the pet ramp. And in a matter of months, that will definitely be to market.
I thought you did a really good job.
You worked hard and you put a lot of effort into this. You really stepped up.
It's the team. Everyone brings something to the table.
Okay, I'll see you guys back at the office.
Hey, thank you.
You've been listening to The Profit, the podcast from CNBC. I'm Marcus Lemonis. For more of The Profit, subscribe today wherever you listen.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.